from Matthew 28, verse 10. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." In Jesus' name, beloved of God, have you ever wanted to talk with someone, but then when you had the chance, you did not say things the way you had wanted to? Perhaps you didn't even remember everything you had wanted to tell them. And then afterwards, you wished you had more time. Time to say things differently. Time to do it over. Jesus' closest friends, his disciples, had their time with him cut tragically short. They had walked with him for 3 years, been strengthened and encouraged, not only hearing him preach, but also in personal conversation with him. But then he had said, "The Passover is 2 days away, and the Son of Man will be handed over to be crucified." 2 days? Their time with him had run out. Not only that, but how did they use those last few hours with him? While he was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, they were a stone's throw away, fast asleep, unable to watch with him for even an hour. When he was arrested, they all forsook him and ran away. While he was in the palace of the high priest, Peter was outside in the courtyard lying and cursing and swearing that he did not know the man. The death of Jesus must have been doubly sad for those who knew that their last moments with him had been stained by their own sin and failure. It must have been hard knowing that they had not made the best use of their time with him. If only they could have more time with Jesus. Time to speak with him again, to confess their guilt. Time to hear him say, "Fear not, I do not hold it against you." Time to walk with him and be comforted by him. When the women went to the tomb on Easter morning, they wanted more time with Jesus, even if it was just his corpse. Time to weep. Time to wish. Time to finish preparing the body for burial. Can you imagine their joy then to learn from these powerful spiritual beings that he was alive again? And when they suddenly saw Jesus face to face on the road back and heard his greeting, they didn't waste a moment but clasped his feet and worshiped him. Easter had given them more time to spend with Jesus. And Easter gives us more time with Jesus too, doesn't it? He lives who once was dead. So we now have more time to pour out our hearts to him. Whether it's over things we're ashamed of or things we're glad about. More time to go to him and listen to his gracious words of forgiveness and love. More time to hear him say to us in the scriptures, "I have died for you. I have risen for you. I have taken away your guilt." Even if we have not made the best use of previous times with him, and none of us has, Easter gives us more time to spend with Jesus now. But what if he does not want to spend the time with us? What if he finally gets fed up with our childish, self-centered behavior repeated shamelessly over and over again? What if he just has had it up to here and won't take it anymore? Remember how he could hide from his enemies? What if he considered us the enemies that we so often tend to imitate? He could easily hide from us. But instead, we hear his angels and then he himself telling the women to go make arrangements for him to meet with those very disciples who had fallen asleep on him, who had run away from him, who had lied and denied him. He was looking forward to having more time to seek them out, to stand by them in their hours of need, to guide and nurture them. Go tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me. He continued to call them his brothers. He had gone through hell for them and had given his all for them. He knew they were sorry for the things they had done to him, and he wanted to forgive and restore them. He knew that once the reality of his resurrection began to sink in, they would be eager for chances to be with him. And he wanted them to have those chances. He also wants to spend more time with us. How good is that? Christ, the Son of God, has risen from the dead and wants to be with us, to be with you. He lives to seek you out, to comfort you, to guide you, to tell you we will never again be separated by death, neither mine nor yours. He comes to soothe you with his words, to show you dangers to avoid, to guide you in the paths of righteousness, to give you relief in your sorrows, to be your shepherd. He still lives today to be with you and to do all these things and more. As small and insignificant as you may feel, know that the risen Jesus wants to be your friend, wants to come to you, to help you, to live with you, to live in you. He has, in fact, all the time in the world, for he will be with you to the very end of the age. Amen. Hymn 735, the last two stanzas. 735, the last two stanzas.